Kim Cattrall here for United Nations Radio. What the message do you want to send today in this march to end violence against women?
Well, I think everyone's goal is to end violence, but specifically against women, as I am a woman. And I have experienced sometimes verbal, not so much physical. I've been very, very lucky. I've never had to withstand that punishment. So for me, it's to spread the word that, and also the powerful thing about women coming together to protest, to share, to celebrate. Those are things that mean a lot to me. I was very fortunate and grew up with a strong mother who always encouraged me to fight for what I believe in, and also to understand that it is a continuous fight. It doesn't end after today. And sometimes they're little battles. Sometimes they're much bigger. Whatever I feel you need to do to keep your security, your sanity, your selfhood, and really be down, you know, not just hatred, but misogyny. And these are things that are everywhere. You know, people talk about racism, but gender discrimination is, if not equally as high, if not more. It's just on sometimes a much more subtle basis.
You said something very interesting about verbal violence, because violence is not only about being beat. Sometimes you can walk on the streets and gonna listen to, you know, men saying things to you that can hurt you.
Yes, and also objectify you in a very negative way. So for me, I really feel that my role lies in influencing the next generation of women to make them understand that when they are treated that way and it makes them feel a certain way, it's not just from, you know, oh, poor me. It's from a standard that they must withhold about how they want to be treated. And sometimes in different countries in the world, that just is not a possibility. So I think we need to continue to educate. That's why I'm here today.
With all these empowered women.
Yes, wonderful women.
My last question, it's been 10 years since the world saw the last season of Sex and the City. That show was very important for this current generation because it was a show not only about love, but also about friendship and freedom and empowerment of women. Do you think things have changed for women 10 years from now?
I hope so. I think continuously there is work to be done because you educate one person, you hope that they carry it on, but you must continue the education of how women must be treated, how women want to be treated. And it's not just all love and romance, you know. That was a huge part of Sex and the City, was bringing women together in a way that I had not experienced since the 70s. And it was this feeling, and it came from a half-hour comedy. You never know where these things are going to come from, where these inspirations are going to come from. And thankfully, I think that the show has found another audience in another generation. We'll continue to do so.